Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God. Hallelujah. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry of Friends. And before I go any further, I want to truly send out an apology to all those that we call in or those that are listening to David and Diane, either to the Bible readings or whatever it might be, and there may have been some slight technical difficulties that may assist or transpire. We do apologize for that. We would do everything in our efforts to ensure a very clear and clean show that we bring forth with our reading and what have you. So we do once again apologize, yet we still thank you for your support and your prayers towards our ministry. Once again, I want to give all honor to God, who truly is the head of my life, in the name of Jesus. I then also would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We truly want to give an honor to God because he's definitely brought us a mighty long way. Oftentimes, before we begin the reading of our word for this evening or in the past, we give a brief exhortation, which basically is just giving you a blessing on how God is blessing us and what word that God has given us. And so we thank you for listening in on the blessings in which God has placed upon us in the name of Jesus and sharing with you on this evening. So praise God once again. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We thank you for those that are listening by way of Blog Talk, Skype, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or even into our archives. In the name of Jesus, we truly, God bless you, 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 and you. We do have listeners that are out there in South Korea, praise God. We do have those that are out there in Germany, praise God. We do have those that are out there in, praise God, Canada, that are following us. We do thank you and we do acknowledge you in the name of Jesus and your support. Once again, praise God. We're going forth in our reading on this evening, and yet before we even go before that, we want to have a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, we come before you on today once again to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you, because we acknowledge, praise God, that without you we are nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we know we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Lord God, we thank you that you have not and did not kick us to the wayside. And we yet still on today thank you for waking us up, clothing us in our right state of mind, blessing us with a reasonable portion of health. Lord God, we thank you that you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you that the acknowledgement that you are God all by yourself, that there's none greater than you, and we give you that praise. We give you that acknowledgement. We give you that glory, for you're worthy to be praised. God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be. Or, Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, but also fill us with your spirit. Continue to bless us and protect us and understand that, Lord God, we ask for your understanding in all of what we do. And as we continue forth, let your spirit continue to rest upon those that are listening to your word on this evening. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hey, praise God. We do want to acknowledge Pastor Hill, praise God, out of Chatham, Illinois, praise God. We also acknowledge Pastor Michael Hart out of Springfield, Illinois, praise God, the People's Church. We also acknowledge Bishop Joel David Trout out of Los Angeles, California, and also he's an overseer over ministries, Georgia, praise God. We also like to acknowledge Senior Apostle, Mother Apostle Elliot, praise God, out of Carolina. She's out of North Carolina, praise God. We just thank God for those that are listening. Amen. And Brother Jehoshaphat Healy, amen. God bless him. Larry Tanner out of Arizona, God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. So as we continue to move forward, let us pray and keep those that are in pain and suffering under our prayer. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we come before you on today to continue bringing forth the word of God. We currently are in Isaiah chapter 43. That's Isaiah chapter 43, if you care to follow along with us. But praise God. God has been really dealing with my heart, acknowledging unto my spirit that, you know, however it is that we used to be, it's not that way anymore. You know, we come into the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus, recognizing that when we get tired of being tired, tired for change, the word lets us know that if you want something different, you'll do something different. Amen. We got to continue to look at the power source. We got to connect and link into the power source, the one that has all the answers, the one who is the creator of all. Who is that other than God, the creator? And it's in that we have that opportunity in which God had became flesh and putting his spirit in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ was the only begotten of the Father, perfect in every way, never had one sin come upon him. Yet he did have a question at the time of his crucifixion, and he asked that, would you let this cup pass from me? Many of the times that we have situations that transpire in our life, we ask God, why me? Why me? We constantly go through life with continuous arguments within ourselves, is that I don't deserve this. This isn't me. I'm not that person. Why me? Why me? Why me? And we constantly look in anything and everything else to try to get an answer to the question when it's right there before us. We try to look for answers by doing the same thing, trying to do it differently. But if you want something different, you have to do something different. Praise God. We have to learn to tap in to the source of all creation, the source of the beginning, the source of the end, and the source of all that in between. You see, God is the beginning. God is the Alpha. God is the Omega. Who you with? Who you with on today? You see, the preaching word on today, if there is to be that of any preaching word, is who you with. My wife, praise God, bless her soul, is that she's been coming forth with the word entitled Talking About the Light in the Darkness. You see, the light cannot shine in your heart if the light is out. If the candle is not lit, if the fire is not burning, if these things come out in your life, then you can't see what light is in you on today. That Spirit of God that is the power, the source for all men to come on to. And it's in that in which you're able to lift up the name of the Lord, even in the midst of your situation. Lift up the name of the Lord, because you've got to be willing to do something different than you're normally being willing to do. Instead of getting upset, frustrated, and mad at your spouse or your girlfriend or your husband or your son or your daughter, you have to recognize and take and look in the mirror. Because as a man, we have that responsibility to be in relationship with God, to be connected to God. Much of what we're speaking on now had been muted in the past days, and I apologize for that. But my message on today is that we need to have a connection to the source. See, we're only existing because God is allowing us to exist. There's nothing in which you've done. There's nothing in which I've done. Don't think because we're alive, because we're taking showers. Don't think we're okay without the coronavirus because we're sitting inside with the mask on and trying to live in quarantine 24/7. The thing is that if God be for you, who can be against you? The word even talks about this pandemic. It talks about the situation of the disease that became about. This pandemic is not something new. The point is that if we rely and turn ourselves onto the Lord, then there's no hurt, harm, or danger will come by us. The Bible talks about is that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The word talks about God preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He lets us know that there's no hurt, harm, or danger come our way. There's no pestilence. There's no disease. But we have to revert and call on the name of the Lord. We have to be baptized in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, there's nothing else. Acts 2:38. He says that we have to repent of our sins. Repent. Tell the truth. Be honest with yourself. You was a whoremonger. I was a whoremonger. I was a crackhead. I was a liar. I was a cheater. I was a deceiver. They said, what did he say? What did he say when you're married and you mess around on your wife? That's called what? Well, I was that too. The point is that we expose the devil and we expose him to let him know that because I did those things in the past, the word lets us know that God came, he sent his son into this world that we might have life. Somebody need to hear me. We might have life and have life more abundantly. You have to receive that life. That life is that light of the world. That's why we read in the book of John that the word was made flesh to sit down to dwell among us. But we did not, the world did not comprehend it. Because you know why? The world is not of God. God is not of the world. He sent the devil into the world, who was a fallen angel. And he took a third of the angels with him. So those demons are no longer angels of the Most High God, but they're called demons. And those same demons that are lurking around this earth, in this world, talking about, you see her behind, you see her face, she can, you can do this without your wife knowing, you can smoke this or do that without your wife knowing, but little do you know, if you're married to a woman, the two of you are to be one, and nothing can be blessed in your family if your wife is not happy, if your wife is not content, and if we are not in order, if we're not in alignment, excuse me, with our wives, where we're in one accord, then we as men are held accountable for that. That's deep, and it holds a lot of responsibility because not only is your wife part of your responsibility, but everyone within your circle, in your household that you're responsible for. You are to be the king of your castle. And understand there's only one greater than that king, and that's Lord God. which means superior. Understanding that anointing is real, and we have to be in accord and in oneness with the Spirit of God in order for us to function, operate, and be blessed on a daily basis. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is that time now. That word has gone forward, that we need to stop making excuses and reasons why we're doing what it is that we're doing, and recognize and knowing that, as we always say, Minister Andrew Orlander, he often mentions, praise God, Lady Diane often mentions, praise God, and we often say here is that don't be in the world or part of the world, because if you're in the world or part of the world, then the love of the Father cannot be in you. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. This is what we stand on here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Though we as individuals do not profess to be perfect, we know in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God is perfect. Is God, is of God, it is God, and we have the same opportunity to have that perfection down on the inside in our heart, so that you know that you know that you know. And when you say you love your wife, that love will be genuine because she will see the Lord in you, seeing that you're praying, seeing that you're studying your word, seeing that you're not tripping and bugging and cussing. And can I talk about it? Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things. I said all things become new. If you want something different, you're going to do something different. So it's time to be accountable and truly be a man who follows after God's word and direction. That's what a man is. A man is one who makes himself available to accept the direction that God, Almighty God, Lord God, has given for him to do. And the woman that he said for us to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, we have that responsibility to be the Lord to our wives. So that's it in a nutshell. If we're not using the gifts that God has given us, just as he's given it, he'll take it away and give it to somebody else. And please understand that the word of God has acknowledged, if we're not living up to the expectations of what God has for us to do, either we're going to be blessed or we're going to get opposite of blessed. And you know what that is. It's either one or the other. And so what do you choose this day? Amen. Well, that's what we put forth on this evening, that right there. And I'm trusting that it touched somebody's heart to let you know to let go and let God, and recognize that you want to have that power, you got to connect to the source. Amen. Let us read Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that createth thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thee seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that has called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Ye are my witnesses, the Lord. I am my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, I have saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon. I have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye not know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the isles, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But ye have not carried upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor worry thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out the transgressions from my own snake, and will not remember thy sin, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thou first father hast sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary. I have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to the reproaches. Chapter 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord, and another shall say, and call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall scribe with his hand unto the Lord. Surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me, there is no God. And who as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come? Let them show to them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from the time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who has formed a god, or mounted a graven image, that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. They dismiss with the tongues of both work in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He marketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with planes, and he marketh it out with the compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He held him down cedar, and taketh cypress and the oak,
which
strengtheneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof a worm himself, yea, the kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire. With part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast and his satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and saith, aha, I am warm. I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof of the maketh a god, even his grave image. He falleth down unto it and worships it and prayeth unto it and saith, deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes, that they cannot see, their hearts that they cannot understand, and none considereth in his heart. Neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stack of trees? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, and thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud my transgressions, thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Therefore unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth unto the singing, ye mountains. O forest and every tree thereof. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messenger, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will rise up and decay places thereof. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. that saith to Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord that his anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before me, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lead gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hide riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel my elect. I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. Thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. Then there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let the righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let that potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thine work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what beginnest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. I have made the earth, and created men upon it. I even my hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God Amen. Verily, there art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, and also confound all of them. They shall go to confusion, together to all makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord, which with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped to the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graved image and pray unto the God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, ye yet them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient time, who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no God else besides me, and just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto my every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, and surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Chapter 46. Thou bowest down, Nebo, Stuba, the idols were upon the beast, and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden, and are a burden to the weary beast. They stood and they bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to her hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry. I will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me and make me quail and compare me equal and compare me that may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth for his place. Shall he not remove? Ye one shall cry unto him. Yet can he not answer? Nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this. And show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declare the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling the ravens, bird from the east, and the man that executed my counsel from the far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also hearken unto me. Ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness, I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Amen. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of this evening, Isaiah 46. Praise God. And once again, we thank God for you tuning in on this evening. We bring an exhortation in the beginning of the reading today. They won't be that long again in the future, but there was something that God just had on my heart to share with you. But thanks a lot once again for tuning in on this day, and we ask that you continue to tune in with us on tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
name.